And I'm going to read this next section and go over just a bit, continuing with Proudhon. The most advanced among us are those who wish the greatest possible number of sovereigns. Their most ardent wish is for the royalty of the National Guard. Soon, undoubtedly, someone jealous of the citizen militia will say everybody is king. But when he has spoken, I will say in my turn, nobody is king. We are, whether we will or no, associated. Every question of domestic politics must be decided by departmental statistics. Every question of foreign politics is an affair of international statistics. The science of government rightly belongs to one of the sections of the Academy of Sciences, whose permanent secretary is necessarily prime minister. And since every citizen may address a memoir to the Academy, every citizen is a legislator. But as the opinion of no one is of any value until its truth has been proven, no one can substitute his will for reason. Nobody is king. And I comment, as Nicola and others have shown us, human energy, unforced, and human knowledge, open and unfettered, is infinitely expandable to meet to excess aggregate global need. Continuing with Proudhon. But as the opinion of no one is of any value until its truth has been proven, no one can substitute his will for reason. Nobody is king. All questions of legislation and politics are matters of science, not of opinion. The legislative power belongs only to the reason, methodically recognized and demonstrated. To attribute to any power whatever the right of veto or of sanction is the last degree of tyranny. Justice and legality are two things as independent of our approval as is mathematical truth. To compel, they need only to be known. To be known, they need only to be considered and studied. Are we feeling Proudhon here? He is expressing the same principle as Prince's 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, or Shakespeare's truth is truth until the end of reckoning. So for instance, there's no argument that health is a necessary value in our shared society, and therefore preserving or protecting health is an important criteria that guides action and can, as Proudhon says, be determined with sufficient consideration and study. It is only the fear of scarcity, of privation and shortages that lead to conflict and discord. Scarcity was only a problem when the world was not one, when we weren't working, or rather playing, together globally to create joyful abundance. A system of class is designed to do the opposite, because these guys want to stay in charge, right? It's designed to create hardship and fear to maintain the few in command of the many. Continuing with Proudhon, what then is the nation if not the sovereign? If it is not the source of the legislative power, the nation is the guardian of the law. The nation is the executive power. Every citizen may assert, this is true, that is just, but his opinion controls no one but himself. That the truth which he proclaims may become a law, it must be recognized. Now, what is it to recognize a law? It is to verify a mathematical or a metaphysical calculation. It is to repeat an experiment, to observe a phenomenon, to establish a fact. Only the nation has the right to say, be it known and decreed. And I just have to comment here, we do see the role that scarcity, perceived scarcity, plays and why they continuously manufacture it. It is to short circuit precisely this process of determining what works for all and what doesn't, and for determining the truth for all that works for all, or what is the truth. Continuing with Proudhon. Only the nation has the right to say, be it known and decreed. I confess that this is an overturning of received ideas, and that I seem to be attempting to revolutionize our political system. But I beg the reader to consider that having begun with a paradox, I must, if I reason correctly, meet with paradoxes at every step and must end with paradoxes. And my comment, this is Proudhon's much more elegant and more informative way of saying garbage in, garbage out. But it does seem to me that an overturning of the rule of lies does mean evolution, our growing up, not reform. Continuing with Proudhon. For the rest, I do not see how the liberty of citizens would be endangered by entrusting to their hands, instead of the pen of the legislator, the sword of the law. The executive power belonging properly to the will cannot be confided to too many proxies. That is the true sovereignty of the nation. And his note here is appended that says, if such ideas, and my comment that is to use Shakespeare's language, we must not trust our freedom to keepers. Continuing, if such ideas are ever forced into the minds of the people, it will be by representative government and the tyranny of talkers. Once science, thought, and speech were characterized by the same expression. To designate a thoughtful and a learned man, they said, a man quick to speak and powerful in discourse. For a long time, speech has been abstractly distinguished from science and reason. And Fromm said something similar. Intelligence has advanced while reason has deteriorated. Continuing with Proudhon. Gradually, this abstraction is becoming realized, as the logicians say, in society, so that we have today savants of many kinds who talk but little, and talkers who are not even savants in the science of speech. Thus, a philosopher is no longer a savant. He is a talker. Legislators and poets were once profound and sublime characters. Now they are talkers. A talker is a sonorous bell, whom the least shock suffices to set in perpetual motion. With the talker, the flow of speech is always directly proportional to the poverty of thought. Talkers govern the world. They stun us. They bore us. They worry us. They suck our blood. They laugh at us. As for the savants, they keep silence. If they wish to say a word, they are cut short. Let them write. And I'm going to end with Proudhon and comment, or in the case of Prince, our most recent prophet in defiance of class, let them write and make music, model unconditional love, and put that new old way of being and thinking into song. I feel Proudhon here. We are now in that moment, he prophesied, when we are done with the official voices and finding our own in our own bodies rather than in the body of the state, so that truth can reach our children's ears. The only solution is to break through atomization and bring our voices into authentic people's communions, or as my son put it, to claim our bodies, but then take that to a place of communal celebration. I feel Proudhon, but I also know that we cannot let these damaged folks control our story, name us, essentially. Tell us what happened, quote unquote. For when we do, it will necessarily be skewed to ensure their continued rule. Surely we know this by now. Surely this is obvious. When Proudhon says talkers govern the world, perhaps he did not see that he'd come to the original paradox of class. We let them tell us our story, which silences the truth in stealing our voices. So key to the solution is both getting to youth the language they need to voice what they're feeling, and so be able to own their own voices, understand and trust what their body says. I mean, we need the words and the example of someone who has the words to express what we feel in order to identify this dissonance of being captured. As an example, when I listen to the song Prince song as one of lots, joint to joint. I think, because I feel it, that's really interesting musically, but I can't tell you what about it. It's so interesting. I don't have the language of music. So we need the language of the suppression of the self underclass to begin to talk about it and discuss it with each other. And also key, of course, is getting power out of our intercommunications. Our outro song from Prince speaks on this. It's called X's Face from Hit and Run Phase 1 from 2015. Thank you for listening. And as always, I love you. Stay strong. Hang in there. Make sure, don't dismiss the impact, the effect, the importance of your one life and what you do with it. It is all. It is everything. Take Nicola and Prince and Proudhon to heart. Until next week, peace.
Another man's embrace. How was she to know just what was taking place? Too busy with the jugular and how it tastes to remember what she saw in the ex's face. The ex's face. The ex's face.
A long time ago, or maybe yesterday, you and I in chariots on our way
to a purple celebration
for what we've learned. That for every battle won, there are scars and burns.
For every broken heart, there's another we'll mend. Who needs enemies when you got friends? Every open door, there's something in the way. Last time we checked, it was the anxious face. Everybody know about the anxious face. Black don't crack, beige don't age. Gon' take that banana, then get back in your cage.
Oh Lord.
Oh, 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 ah, 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 ah. The anxious face.
Gon' take that banana, take it.